Any visitors to Australia would tell you how fascinating our brilliant bird life is. It brings the tree canopies to life with squawks, chirps and even laughter. But bird breeders at Charters Towers in North Queensland have taken their love for the nation's feathered friends a bit further, because it's not uncommon for some local breeders to keep up to 300 birds, from small budgies to the brilliant pink Major Mitchell cockatoos and lesser-known outback parrots. Marty McCarthy stopped by the Bird and Poultry Pavilion at the Huendon Show to ask breeders about their passion for parrots.
Yeah, Cole is just a bird breeder from Charters Towers.
There's quite an exotic display of birds here. What are we looking at here? There's one here that's caught my eye. It is the champion caged bird of the show, and he looks like he's got a bit of character to him.
Yeah, it's a superb cockbird. They're from inland New South Wales and Victoria. Pretty prevalent in aviaries in North Queensland, or all over Australia, really. Yeah, a very colourful bird, yeah.
What else do we have here? It's not just... you've got all types. I can see budgies as well, cockatiels.
Yeah, well, just starting on the end, that's Crimson Wing, a male Crimson Wing, a male Princess. Yeah, they're an Australian parrot. They're from inland Australia, yeah.
Well, I haven't seen that before. Is that... That's a very interesting colour. It's almost like a fluoro green and pink and a blue head.
Yeah, well, that's the normal colour, the one you'll find in the wild, mainly in the Northern Territory. They are an inland into South Australia. Oh, it's just a rewarding thing to breed them, eh? The expectation when you're breeding birds, yeah, to see what you come up with.
How long have you been doing it for?
Oh, about 14 years. Yeah, the wife and I, we're both retired now, and we really enjoy it.
Yeah. How many birds would you have?
We've got about 300 all up, 80-odd aviaries, yeah.
When people come here to walk around this exhibit, what... the rooster there. What birds catch their eye? What do you think are the most popular?
Mainly the colourful small parrots. People have been asking today all about the mutations in the red rumps here. There's some marvellous colours in them, eh?
What do you think people are so interested in bird keeping?
Well, there's no money in it, I can tell you that. It's got to be for the love. It's not a money thing. Yeah, it's pretty expensive to feed and look after birds, yeah.
What makes Charters Towers such a passionate bird breeding community?
Just a lot of old retired people there, I think. It's got the time to do it.
Hi, I'm Russell Pilcher from Charters Towers. I'm a bird breeder.
What is it that you like about breeding birds? I understand your passion in particular is breeding lorikeets.
Yes, so fulfilling and good calming, you know, and it gives you something to, something to do that, you know, it's worthwhile, you know.
How do you go about actually breeding a really nice lorikeet?
Well, they're all mutations, the multicoloured ones.
What do you mean mutation?
Well, they've been bred like, might be a rainbow lorikeet bred with a musk, or a musk bred with a scaly, and things like that. This is a continuation of my eldest son that died a couple of years ago. He was breeding all the different lorries and that, and I've just sort of continued on.
So does it mean quite a lot to you then to continue breeding the lorikeet?
Yes, it does.
Do you like being able to show off the birds that your son first started breeding? Is that, do you get fulfilment out of that?
Yeah, it makes me very proud of him, yeah.
And what was it in particular that he was trying to achieve with his bird breeding?
Exactly, I do not know. It's just the mutations, he was just breeding just beautiful mutations, you know. That's all I can really tell you about it, you know.
Did he get his passion from you, or did you get your passion for birds from him?
Really, no. Well, we haven't sort of been together for 20-odd years, you know. But, no, he just had birds when he was a young fella, and I had birds when I was a young fella and that, you know. And, yeah.
So what's a tip you would give to breeding the perfect lorikeet?
Oh, anything. It's so hard to breed one, you know. To get what you're really aiming for, it's the same as what everybody else is aiming for, to breed a perfect bird, which is near impossible.
I noticed one of your lorikeets has a ribbon on it, so you have been able to breed some pretty good lorikeets by the looks of it.
Yeah, that's second there, and I've got a couple of first around the other side, third on the end. Yeah, got a few there. Yeah.
And what are people saying to you about your birds that you've brought here?
They're impressed with the colouring and that. And they're just really impressed with them, you know. Yeah.
Where do you go about getting your birds from?
Oh, buy them off different breeders. You know, there are a lot of people that do breed lorikeets. and you might see one that you think will go good with that coloured bird there. Well, see how much they want for it and buy it and breed them with it.
That's Russell Pilcher, a bird breeder, one of many from Charters Towers in North Queensland, speaking with our Townsville reporter Marty McCarthy. And reminds me of Currumbin Bird Sanctuary on the Gold Coast when we were little, when the parrots used to eat off the dish on your head. We'd always be scared they'd leave something behind.